Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Man, I ain't trying to get involved with y'all.
You gonna get involved, I'm gonna knock your ass out too. Make a choice.
Can someone tell me why in like modern dating or dating right now, we're talking on apps, talking on Instagram, you're sliding in, whatever, but no plans are being made? I don't know about you guys, but I'm not looking for a pen pal. I'm looking for a husband. Baby, you know that's not how
this works. No. Yeah, that's not how it works. You're swiping on the guys who can get laid with little to no effort. They don't have to make effort. They don't have to take chicks on dates. They can, you know, pen pal them to death or until she finally say, come over. Dates are over with. You chicks F that up. You're not traditional, so we not doing the traditional thing and taking you out on a nice fancy date.
Get off it. Get off it. Get off it. Get off it.
Buns first, and then we'll see how things unfold after that.
Crazy thing about dating is that men will never date a girl they think is ugly. When have you ever heard a man say, oh, I really like this girl. She has a really good personality, but she's kind of ugly. Never. So why do we do it? Trust me, I've done it. You've probably done it. When there's a guy and you're like, eh, he's not really my type. He's not really that cute, but he has a really good personality. So I'm going to give it a try.
Well, look, that's in your best interest. Men were never supposed to be the beautiful ones. The woman is supposed to be beautiful. Men, we work hard. We're disciplined. We bring structure to your life. We bring common sense to your life. So the last thing you should prioritize is how good a guy look and how tall he is. That's not really our thing.
You are so in denial. Okay. You need therapy.
I'm sorry, but I'd rather be crying over a super fine, snot man than a guy that I was like, oh, I don't know, maybe I'll give him a chance. Stop.
Yeah, he may have been ugly, but he had that jerk confidence that you love. And that same jerk confidence is the same confidence he's going to use to fuck other chicks behind your back. So how about you actually date a nice guy who's ugly? It's almost like they'll date an ugly bad guy before they date a handsome good guy.
They're not bright enough to understand why we men have a problem with this.
Super nice. Very, very, very nice. And I just realized I'm not ready to receive niceness from someone.
Go f*** the other guys that were pieces of shit to you. Go f*** them.
Every woman on the planet know the exact guy in her friend zone who would never cheat. But they'd rather walk on a bed of flames before they ever get that guy a chance.
If he wanted to, he would. Listen to me. The guy I'm with right now, I met him when I was going through my divorce. I was married for 5 years, and I literally believed I would never be loved again. I'm not worthy of being loved.
Good call!
I literally was a mess, and I met this guy.
Look, before we get into the story, she's still a mess. If you can't tell by the empty wine glass and the fact she has this TikTok.
Dead giveaway. Dead Charles, giveaway.
Charles, thank you very
Dead
much.
Dead giveaway.
And the fact that I'm pretty sure she left her husband. And it wasn't for anything serious. It was just because she got bored. And she thought she could do better. And here's the thing. A lot of these women actually do feel like crap after they divorce their good husband. After they get pumped and dumped by, you know, a few guys. And they realize they made a huge mistake. A lot of them actually do feel guilty about it. And that's why she said, I felt like I would never be worthy of love again. Just keep drinking your stupid wine and making your stupid TikToks and leave men the fuck alone. But let's hear your stupid story.
Okay, and he's been trying to take me out on all these dates. And I was just, no, 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 I'm not ready. And I'm like, just text him. I was so sad. But I just had this feeling like, this guy you need in your life. And that's what I said. And so I sent him a text message. And I go, hey, I think I just need you in my life. He responds with the restaurant he's taking me to and the time he's picking me up in the day. And he picks me up and we go on the date like that next weekend. And he lives 2 hours away. So
he drove 2 hours for a washed up chick who divorced her husband and who isn't worth the drive, frankly. That whole thing about I'm not ready after my divorce, it was bullshit. She just wasn't that into him. Mm-hmm. Because if she was that into him, she wouldn't care if the divorce papers weren't even finalized yet. She'd be on the first thing smoking to his house 2 hours away. not him driving 2 hours to this nothing burger. Nice sweater pants, though.
Drove 2 hours, took me on the date, took me on the date, dropped me off, and drove 2 hours back home. From then on, he never missed a weekend. Every single weekend, he would come up and see me. 2 hours, drive 2 hours to me every single weekend and see me. One night, I was feeling really sad about, like, stuff I was going through. I was just super emotional. I was like, I need to go to Target.
Guess what she was going through? It wasn't mental turmoil from ruining her first husband.
Man, hell no!
It was because she just got pumped and dumped again by the guy she left her husband for. Or by a type of guy that she left her husband for.
As we do. And I need to cry in the parking lot. I don't even need anything. I just can't be around him because I just feel, I don't know, like embarrassed. So I ended up telling him, like, hey, I'm going to Target. Like, do you need anything? He's like, oh no, I'll come with you.
Yes, I'm a simp.
Just being sweet, I'm like, oh no, it's really okay. And he's like, no, I'll come with. I go, okay. I'm like, okay. And so we go to the Target parking lot and I'm like, my heart's beating on the way there. I'm like, I just want to cry. And we get in the parking lot. I go, I literally don't need anything. I just was coming here because I have a lot on my mind and I just don't want to put that on you. Like,
and these are the red flags you need to pay attention to. And this is during the stage where she's trying to hide stuff from you. You got to pay attention, fellas. You got to pay attention. Your future and your life depends on it. Your mental health and your future depends on it. Trust me. I'm living my nightmare.
It is a monster. It's in my head. I start sobbing. This guy starts crying next to me.
Oh.
Sobbing. And he holds my face like this. And he's like, you are worth it. And you deserve so much. And he's crying while this is happening. And he's like, I just want to be around for the day that you see your worth.
Bro, come on!
Is this for real?
What?
What the hell is the world coming to?
G-A-Y. I know that's not politically correct, but look, that's what she thought when he did that. The face move, the face grab move. Her vagina dried up like, oh my, the Sahara Desert. Or is it Sahara? You know what I mean.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
She was disgusted at this dude at that very moment. Look, she already didn't like him. He was already putting way too much effort for her. And she knows that that's way too much effort for somebody who's not worthy of love. But that's something your, you know, fruity best friend does. Grab your cheeks and say, you're worth it, girlfriend. She did not pick up a masculine vibe from any of this. And then he's crying because she's crying. This is a way to not get laid by a chick.
And he's like, so you don't need anything in Target? Like, we keep talking. I'm like, no. And he's like, okay, I'll be right back. Goes in Target, gets me Ben and Jerry's, comes back to the car. He's like, let's go home. I go, okay. I'm like, so what's happening? Right? And then we go home, and I eat the entire carton of Ben and Jerry's while he, like, rubs my back. And I pass out.
Yeah. This, you can't make this shit up, people. Cannot make this shit up.
Okay, I don't even know if this is true. It's starting to sound like bullshit at this point. But I wonder, did this guy know that she was this emotional over another man? See, guys need to start thinking that deep into it. Like, why is she so emotional? What is she crying over? Probably another guy that she's gonna F after she sends you home. Look, I can't take it anymore. Let's move on. Hey, folks. It's me, RB Sensei. I'm so tired of going over these dingbats. Support the content and keep the machine running. You could join for $5 via Patreon or Subscribestar, or for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You get access to my normal videos one day early, as well as 2 to 3 exclusive videos a week. Now back to whatever dumbass I was reviewing before this commercial started.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
I don't know who needs to hear this, and please do not get mad at me for this advice because it is something that I wish someone told me many, many years ago. Choosing to move in with your significant other because you already spend all of your nights together is not a reason to move in together. Like, I'm gonna go as far as saying that it shouldn't even be on your pro list. It's just kind of irrelevant to the situation. When I was 23 and moving in with someone for the first time, so 6 years ago, that was the reason for moving in together. And it did not occur to me that that was problematic.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Have the actual conversation around why you want to move in together. It should be because you want to bring your lives together and you want to start a new chapter and advance your relationship.
Right.
Don't do it, fellas. Live out girlfriend, if anything. Moving in, that's when you see the worst of her. That's when she starts to control your life. You see how much nagging she does. You see how much of a burden she is. You gotta go on those emotional roller coasters. Live out girlfriend at best.
Okay.
But if it's for convenience, saving money, or because it just makes sense, then you should probably keep discussing it.
Talk about how hard it is to leave the good guy. One, when you say, I want a divorce, and he's like, no, I want to work this out. Everything's gonna be fine.
Free that man so he can find his wife. I'm gonna say it again. Free that good man, Savannah. So he can find his wife.
Even when they settle for the good guy for practical reasons, they just can't stay. Even if it means struggle for the rest of their life. Even if it means they got to live under a bridge and struggle to find something to eat every day. They just can't stay with a good person. It's a testament to how bad of a person they are.
You're goddamn right.
Because if you're unhappy, chances are he's unhappy too. But he just doesn't know how to express it. And he doesn't want to get help, clearly.
Ain't that a bitch?
To change the dynamics of your relationship. And I understand that you're unhappy. And your feelings are very much valid. I don't want to invalidate them. But just know that once this marriage is over with, you might not find anybody better. And that's okay. But you got to be prepared to not hold him to a high standard that nobody else can reach. And you also may need to fall in love with the idea of being alone for the rest of your day.
Buy a dog, die alone, because no man deserves to suffer you.
Because you know how people say the grass ain't always greener on the other side?
She'll get plowed by the bad boy she's been getting plowed by since she was 15 a few times, and then reality will hit her. I think she knows deep down inside that she don't got nothing coming better that's going to settle for her. But she figures, without the husband, at least I can still get raunchy, you know, bedroom fun from the dirt bags. And I won't have this nice guy cramping my style.
Most girls won't admit this, but for your sake, I will. I hate nice guys.
My first husband was a good man, and I divorced him.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street. No attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.